Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Liberty Justice Center attorney Dean McGee joins us to talk about a young man in North Carolina, in Lexington, in the Central Davidson High School in Lexington, who's been forced to miss critical track meets. He is currently suspended for speaking the truth aloud in class, for seeing the word illegal alien. You know, I've been talking to you about what's going on in Ireland right now and what's going on in Scotland, where increasingly you can't tell the difference between them and China. They have certain classes of woke citizens who you literally cannot criticize. They can criticize you. They can slur you. They can call you whatever they want, say if you're a white male or you're a Christian. But if you object to their pronouns, if you object morally or biblically to their lifestyle, if you argue with them online, if you say something in your own kitchen that might offend them and your spouse turns you in, you could face 3 to 5 years in prison. This is reality right now. Understand, in the Western world, not China, not North Korea, but in Scotland and Ireland, where they are now seeking even tougher speech laws. That never happened here. Well, here you go. This is the kind of thing you need to stand up to prevent that from happening. So let's tell the story. This is his attorney, Dean McGee, and he is representing 16-year-old Christian McGee. Welcome, Dean. Tell us what happened.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to tell Christian's stories. Christian is a 16-year-old boy, sophomore at Central Davidson High School, and he was in class coming back from a bathroom pass in the middle of a class discussion in English, and he heard the word aliens being used, and he was catching up on class. He raised his hand and said, "Are you talking about spaceship aliens or illegal aliens who need green cards?" Now, his teacher said, "Christian, watch your mouth." And a boy in this class who's of Latino descent said, "Hey, I'm going to kick your you know what." Now, it's really important to emphasize that Christian and this boy in his class have a good relationship. They're often paired up for assignments together. It was clear to these two kids that they were joking around at that point, that there was no actual threat and class could have moved on as normal. The teacher, though, heard what she heard as a threat. She called in the administrator. And here's where things get out of hand. Both boys are pulled out of class and they both say to the administrator, to the assistant principal, "Hey, this was not a big deal. You know, we're friendly. No one's really offended here. Can we go back to class?" And the assistant principal effectively tells the Latino kid that he should be offended, that it is a big deal, that using the phrase illegal aliens is inappropriate. And long story short, he suspends my client for 3 days out of school, which is a big deal, to be removed from your classmates for 3 full days. By comparison, the boy who made the threat, and now, again, he was joking, but the boy who made the threat received a very brief in-school suspension. My client's parents get a call from the school saying their son has been suspended for racism towards a classmate, and they're furious. They're furious at their boy. And then they find out what actually happened, that there was no racism, that it was a phrase, illegal aliens, which is, of course, completely neutral as to race. And when they are pleading with the assistant principal to reverse this suspension, they are told they have no opportunity to appeal. They are told that saying illegal aliens needs to be punished the same way as if their son said the N-word. And they are told that harsh punishment, not even a meeting with this other boy to make sure he wasn't offended, is the only avenue that they're going to be offered. They try to go to the school board, they try to go to the superintendent, and they try to go to the principal. And the school board members, two of them, instead of even giving this mother the decency of a response, they go and dig up a mugshot of hers from 14 years ago and start spreading it around the community to destroy her credibility. So the school's actions here have been egregious at every step of the way. And we've sued them for a violation of Christian's First Amendment rights and his 14th Amendment rights to due process.
So it was a 3-day suspension, correct? Is he back in school now?
He's back in school, okay. But when he was out and even when he, well, actually, he was temporarily back in school.
Okay.
And what he faced when he got back in school was a lot of mocking from some kids, mocking him as a racist, and then from others, legitimate threats, because they had heard not what actually happened, but they had heard that he was suspended for racism. In fact, his track coach heard and prohibited him from participating in some of the biggest track meets of the year. And this is a kid who's who's a good teammate on the track team, hopes to get a scholarship someday. So it made things worse. And it got to the point that the parents ultimately pulled him from school and had him homeschooled for the remainder of the year.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. We use the term illegal alien every day on the show. I don't know how I do the show without it, since Joe Biden has let 10 million illegal aliens cross our border and about 350 some odd terrorists as well. But anyway, that we know of. Here's the key part about this. You cannot discuss reality right now. You cannot discuss current events right now if you can't name illegal immigrants as illegal immigrants. If you merely call them migrants, migrant is a person who migrates, who moves across great distances of land. Well, I mean, I'm going on vacation soon. I'm going to Utah. I guess I'm a migrant. I mean, that doesn't capture. In other words, in order to actually discuss the issues of the day, you've got to be able to use these terms. And I think that's why they are being outlawed in places like Scotland and Ireland, so that people literally cannot participate in these debates. Is there a political angle here, do you think? Is this politics? I know that Davidson County can be pretty liberal. I used to live around those parts. Or is this a personal agenda? Or what is going on here with the faculty?
So obviously, I don't know what's in the hearts and minds of these administrators who made these baffling decisions. But there is an irony. There's a few of them. But there's an irony to the idea that in their minds, perhaps they think they are being progressive people by trying to protect other people from being offended. In reality, they have been so utterly lacking in empathy for this child. And it was Christian's mother, Leah, who suggested an approach to the administrator that is the modern progressive approach to school discipline called restorative justice, meaning if there is someone who's actually offended, and we don't believe this boy was, but if there is someone who's actually offended, you meet with him. You bring Christian and this boy together, their mothers, maybe the teacher, and you can talk about it. Make sure everyone understands each other's feelings. Instead, they said harsh punishment was the only solution. And, Christian here was not even trying to make a political point. He was asking a question for clarification in English class, and they still treated him, again, in the vice principal's own words, as if he had said the N-word.
Wow. Well, I hope that you're able to get justice for him. What are you seeking in your court case? What are you specifically asking for?
So we're seeking essentially a clearing of his name, a reversal of the suspension on his record, reversal of this branding of him having made a racist remark on his record. And that's so he can return to school normally without this mark on him and apply to colleges without this mark on him. And we are also seeking damages, and our complaint says damages in an amount to be determined in trial. And the district should know that we are willing to take this to trial if they don't resolve it.
Well, I am so glad that you are, Dean, that you are working with him, and that there's a great law firm out there that can help folks like this. If folks want to donate or find out more about you, where can they go?
LJC.org. That's Liberty Justice Center. We represent all our clients pro bono, and we do rely on donors. So I appreciate that very much. And you can find us on X at LJ Center.
Okay. Please keep me updated on this case. I'd love to talk to them and just kind of follow your progress, because we can't allow this to happen. This can't start to happen in schools.
I'd be happy to be back on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Anybody else paying attention to what's going on with the left? Democrats are increasingly, to use their term, identifying with terrorists, normalizing being a terrorist, normalizing being a part of an actual terror group. Well, on their way to what is always phase two with these people, celebration. Many on our campuses have already moved on to celebration of being a terrorist. You can see this all throughout what the Biden administration is doing, the absolute casualness toward terror, toward men who brutalize women because they're Jewish, toward people who burn children alive and behead babies. They're hip. They're hot. They are with the Democrat grassroots. Go watch a video of any of these protests. Hamas all over the place. They're dressed like terrorists. They want to be like the terrorists. They're rad. They're bad. I'm telling you. This is the way they think. And I want you, knowing that, to listen to this interview, because it's a mind blower. This is a woman by the name of Avril Haines. Avril Haines, you may not have heard of her, but you should have. She is the highest ranking intelligence official in the United States of America. A lot of people think that's the head of the CIA. It's not. Used to be. It is the director of national intelligence, which is over the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, the GSA. Tom Cotton asks her a simple question. If you listen to talk radio, I'd give you a 50-50 shot at actually getting this right. She couldn't. She's the head, the director of national intelligence. How many terrorists so far this year have been caught at Joe Biden's open border? There's somewhere I'm going with this, and I want you to listen to it.
Director Haines, FBI director, recently said, the terrorist threat level that we're contending with right now is at a whole other level. Do you agree with Director Ray's assessment?
Yes, I think it's just absolutely the terrorist threat level is of grave concern. And we can obviously have discussions in closed sessions about what that means. But so I would agree with that.
How many illegal immigrants on the terror watch list have been caught at the southern border this year?
I believe, I don't remember the number exactly, and we can get you that. Many of them, if I recall it, are ones that came out of Colombia. We should give you.
I think the answer is 75. Do you?
She didn't know. You can see her face. She genuinely does not know. This is not important to her. You know, that tells me she's not reading the reports. She's not directing any kind of background on, hey, are these individual people on the International Terror Watch list? Is this organized in any way? They all come in from a specific region, maybe connected with the Taliban. I mean, no, there's no interest. And she gives you the reason why there's no interest in the next clip. You got to listen for it. About the middle of this, when Tom Cotton schools her, and I knew there was over 300 that have been caught since Biden was in office. I didn't know it was as high as it has gone. It's three something. In the middle of this, as Tom Cotton is schooling her, she tries to tell Tom Cotton, it's really no big deal if you're on the International Terror Watch list. Wow. She is the Director of National Intelligence. It's really no big deal. Hey, it might not mean anything. It's just like, these guys are nice guys. Hey, all my friends are hanging out this weekend at the pro-Hamas, at the pro-Hamas demonstration. You want to come? There is a mentality inside the Democrat Party right now. I'm telling you, terrorists are the hottest thing. You would never criticize one. You wouldn't do it.
Do you think we pitched a perfect game at the border and caught every single migrant on the terror watch list trying to cross into our country?
No, but being on the terrorist watch list, meaning that if there is known or suspected terrorists or there's information that they may have had contact with, doesn't actually mean that they are all.
Okay. How many terrorists have tried to cross the southern border during the Biden administration's tenure?
Sir, I don't know that I can give you a precise
answer. The answer is 357. Again, do you think we pitched a perfect game for the last 3.5 years and got 357 out of 357? No, I don't think so.
You should go on my Twitter feed and see her face. She's actually deeply embarrassed. She didn't know. I knew it was over 300. I just didn't know it had gone up to 357. Interesting. Do you hear in the middle? Well, you know, that's on Terror Watch list. It's like no big deal, though. It's International Terror Watch list. Seriously? Not a big deal? Nah. What do you have to do to be on the International Terror Watch list? You have to be suspected to be a member of a terror group or a confirmed member of a terror group. Suspected to be a member of a terror group. Wow. How does that happen? That doesn't happen to regular people. That's how. It doesn't happen to regular people. She doesn't care. Terrorism, terrorists, and terrorist groups are not even on her radar. Why? Because the grassroots of the Democrat Party is out there marching with a Hamas sign. That's why. Because terrorism and terrorists are really, really hot right now. Why? The left was inspired by October 7th. That's why. The left was moved and inspired by October 7th. They only wish they had the courage to do it here. They do. The rape, the beheadings, the burnings alive. There's no other way to explain this because there's no two sides to this. There really isn't. Coming up on the show, I want to show you what's coming next, so that you understand where the left is headed. What is fascinating about this, you could tell this is an international coordinated globalist movement worldwide, because these anti-Semitic pro-Palestinian crowds dressed as terrorists, it's as if they are going as terrorists to Halloween, literally, is what they look like. These international crowds are growing in size, they're growing in violence, and they are growing in anti-Semitism. You know what October 7th was? It was a pogrom. The best known pogrom in all of human history was Kristallnacht in Nazis. Nazi government did it. October 7th was a classic pogrom. And they're celebrating it. And that means all the tactics used in that pogrom are now on the table for the Democrat Party. They haven't worked up yet to actually using them, but they're thinking about it. They're praising it right now. They're honoring it, boy. They are working up to it. And that is their national director of national intelligence. Now, if you're on an international terror watch list, ain't no big thing. Can you see why they don't care that a terrorist, according to NBC News, managed to get on a plane and fly multiple times after he was let in as an illegal immigrant while on the terror watch list last year? Do you see the mentality that I was talking about at the time NBC News reported this? The Border Patrol caught him, ran him, thought he was the terrorist on the terror watch list, but wasn't sure. And so what did they do? They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They gave him work papers. They let him go. Those work papers let him fly on a plane multiple times domestically. So understand what that tells us. The policy now at the border, official or unofficial, I don't know. It's not written down, but we see it in action. If you find someone you're not sure if he's the guy on the terror watch list, you give him the benefit of the doubt and you let him fly. You let him into the country and you let him fly. Well, what's coming next? As usual, we look to Europe. I'll tell you what's going on there coming up next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor, serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio, just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You want to know what's coming? This is what's coming. UNC Chapel Hill, this week, where the faculty, the administration finally responded to the faculty. Over 800 have signed a petition saying they will not release final grades unless the charges are dropped against the protesters who violently assaulted the chancellor and two police officers on campus as they attempted to restore the American flag. Which, by the way, was flying at half-mast. You don't want to know why? Because four police officers had just been killed. They ripped it down, desecrated it by dragging it along the ground, put up a Palestine flag instead, just to replace it. The interim chancellor himself, the highest-ranking administrative official, needed to be flanked by police to protect him. He was pummeled with rocks, sticks, and water bottles. When you understand when they pummel you with a water bottle, it's a frozen water bottle. It's a flying brick, basically. It's ice. And they were arrested. Well, the administration has now come out and said, look, you know, the faculty doesn't understand what they're defending here when they're demanding the charges be dropped. First of all, 20 of the 30 people arrested aren't even students. So they're hijacking and holding up students' grades as a punishment for not accepting the leftist beatdown. Here's what the administration said to the faculty. They are not, in fact, peaceful protesters. The recent protesters on our campus, many of whom are not students, have continually and aggressively overstepped boundaries and shown they are not interested in peaceful demonstration. Their actions and rhetoric prove they are willing to escalate their tactics to the point of putting everyone in danger. In recent days, members of this group and others have caused damage to place, broken into academic buildings after hours, torn down barricades, pounded on windows, attempted to push through officers to forcibly enter South Building, hit police and other vehicles, thrown furniture in front of police vehicles, injuring officers, entered classrooms during finals to cause disruption, taken down the American flag flying over Polk Place twice, and thrown water bottles and fluids at university workers, police, and administrators. Most troubling, we have learned of an arson threat against the Jewish fraternity building. Oh, that's par for the course for the left now. And seen multiple instances of clearly anti-Semitic messaging and threats in the building. This is what 800 faculty are supporting, and that is the administration's statement. Okay. Where's this end? We're getting to the point If a Jew is seen in public, we must have mass violent demonstrations. Have you seen what is going on in Malmo, Sweden? Oh, you need to see this. You need to cue into this because this is what is coming here. And this clearly shows this is an international movement. Okay, there's something called Eurovision, and it's a big competition. It's a massive thing in the world. About 150 million people will watch the final stages of it. There is a Jewish, beautiful Jewish young woman who is supposed to sing a song in it. That's it. Between, are you ready for this? 10,000 and 12,000 people dressed in Palestinian garb, including lunatic climate activist Greta Thunberg, who now looks like she is a member of the PLO, dressed up. They look like they're going as terrorists for Halloween. I mean, these people. Setting off colored smoke flares, setting fire amid chants of from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. I got news for these idiots. Gaza was free. The Gazans ruled it. Well, Hamas did. They elected a terror group as their government. It was free. Israel gave it to them and they took it. It was a gift. They governed themselves. They used the time and the money to plan mass rape, mass murder, and the burning alive and beheading of children and human beings. That's what they did with their time. It was free. Now it's not so free. It's rubble. And that's what happens to you when you do that to women and children. No apologies. I got no sympathy. I got none. So the fact that a Jewish woman, so you got to understand something about Malmo. It is heavily left wing. It is also a place where a lot of the illegal and legal Islamic immigrants to Sweden settled. So they are merging. They are merging there like they're merging here, the radical left in them, and they are adopting the tactics of people in terror organizations. 10 to 12,000. I want you to listen. This is Katie Hopkins, who is a politician from Malmo. She doesn't live there anymore, but she's talking about what is going on right now, what it is taking security-wise to keep this young woman from being ripped apart by the crowd, to get this young woman to and from the performance center because she's Jewish. Now, I should add, her song that has gotten her this far is about October 7th. They don't like that because it tells the truth about the mass rape, the beheadings, the burnings, that kind of thing. It was called October Rain. They went so monkey crap over that that she had to change the name of the song to Hurricane. But she won't shut up. Okay, take a listen to what it takes to get her into and out of the performance center.
Well, it's just going swimmingly over at Eurovision right now, isn't it? I mean, if you know anything about Malmo or Rinkeby, where I've spent time, you'll know the kind of area that is, and it doesn't look anything like Sweden. So you've now got the Israeli contestant being escorted around with 100 police cars, a full-scale pro-Palestine protest outside of Eurovision calling for a boycott. And then you've got our entrant, Ollie Alexander, parading around like some absolute lunatic just dressed in a jockstrap and forgetting how to sing. You've got the gay armies of Europe who have all descended on Malmo. Bear in mind that if you were in Palestine trying to be LGBTQ, you wouldn't last 5 minutes. And then we're just supposed to talk about the singing competition and how marvellous it is. I mean, you could argue that we've got ourselves into quite a pickle in 2024, when you can't have a singing competition without having a massive protest, rocks being thrown, people being upset, and guys dressed in nipple tassels.
This merging of radical Islamist left-wingers with LGBTQ activists is very bizarre to me. You should see, I'm going to tweet this, you should see the extraordinary police convoy needed to protect Eden Golan from being ripped apart by the crowd. More than 100 police and military vehicles, folks. That's what it takes for a Jewish young woman to sing a song in public. This is where we're going if somebody doesn't stand up to them now. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a message wishing Golan, the singer, good luck ahead of her performance yesterday. You're competing not just at the Eurovision in a proud and very impressive manner, but you are competing successfully in the face of an ugly wave of anti-Semitism, and you are standing up to it and representing the state of Israel with huge honor. They wanted her to go away. Why? Because she is telling the truth about October 7th, and they can't stand that. They're like vampires from the light, screeching. They can't stand it. You know what kills me about this? If I hear one more of these idiots, they're all over Twitter saying, oh, those are Israeli lies. No one was raped. No. Folks, New York Times documented this. The rapes. They'd break these women's pelvises while they raped them. They burnt families alive. They beheaded babies. How do we know a lot of this? Because they put it on their social media themselves. They were proud. So all of you saying it's Israeli propaganda, no, it's Hamas propaganda. Because they did it. And they want her to go away. They want her, she's Jewish, they hate her. You should see the anti-Semitic slogans. You should see the videos of it. Again, 10 to 12,000 people because one Jewish woman is singing. And I'm telling you what, if it becomes permissible to do this to them, what will the left do to us? What will they do to us? Okay, to wrap the show, yesterday I almost fell off my chair sitting here because for, gosh, 15 months now, 16 months now, I've been begging Republican leadership. Maybe it could even be a conglomeration of Republican governors, we can't get anyone into D.C., to stand together in a press conference and condemn the lawfare against Trump, which is lawfare against all. And warning, look, you may not like Trump, but if you don't stand up for him, you are next. We are next. They will begin to take out everybody. You're going to see this. You're going to see them take out, look, it's a competitive Senate race, neck and neck. Oh, look, the Republican just got indicted. Yeah, that always happens this time of year. That's what's coming. And it was like it wasn't going on. Occasionally, one or two of them might, well, not leadership, but might mention the lawfare against Trump in passing in a Fox News interview just to check the boxes. But that was it. Yeah, folks, if we did this to the Democrats, whatever courthouse it is, I'm telling you, every business around it would already be burned to the ground. Every day after the trial, the luminaries, the shining lights of the Democrat Party would be standing behind that person screaming bloody murder. No one stands by Trump. Although I hear Tim Scott's going to stand by him finally. He must really want that VP gig because he hasn't said a damn word up till now. So we welcome Tim Scott to the fight. A little late, buddy. And then something weird started happening yesterday. Mike Johnson came out and said this.
President Trump has done nothing wrong here, and he continues to be the target of endless lawfare. It has to stop. And you're going to see the United States Congress address this in every possible way that we can, because we
I can't even listen to it anymore. No, honey, you've been in office almost 7 months now. You've had months and months and months to do this. You didn't do anything. Now you're just doing this because it looks like he may skate in most of these cases out of pure luck that we have stumbled upon the ways in which those prosecuting him are breaking the law or are having affairs or doing unethical things. Okay. And then another one came out yesterday. I guess when it looks like maybe this Alvin Bragg case will go down in flames, maybe if we're lucky, I'm not predicting that, I don't know. They're all coming out of the woodwork now. Here's former Florida Governor Rick Scott, he's a senator, stood outside that courtroom yesterday and defended Trump. This is what we needed a year and a half ago.
This can't continue. What's happening to this president is wrong. We're watching all over the country. We're watching all these cases that are going after somebody simply because he's a political opponent of Joe Biden. Now, I'm proud of him for standing up for all of us, because guess what? It's not going to end with him. They can go after any one of us if they want to, and you do not have the resources to do it. Then go after the former president, they can go after you. Now, let's look at who's involved in doing this. The lead prosecutor was the number three person that the Biden Justice Department. The judge's daughter is a political operative and raises money for Democrats. You've got the lead prosecutor's wife is a significant donor to Democrats, and I think to Biden. So this is just a bunch of Democrats saying, we want to make sure that Donald Trump can't talk. You know, they've got a gag order, so he can't go campaign. They've got him holed up in a courtroom. So Joe Biden go campaign, but Donald Trump can't. This has to stop. Look, we know that President Biden can't win this election fair and square. He has nothing to run on. And we know President Trump has a record. He secured the border. He had a great economy. We weren't at war. So that's why this is happening. Joe Biden knows and Democrats know that he cannot win. Joe Biden cannot win this election.
Look, I appreciate him being one of just two people to do that yesterday. It was big of him. We needed this. We needed this about 15 months ago, and we didn't get it. And that's why we are where we are now with 91 felony charges and just crossing our fingers that somebody on a liberal jury is going to do the right thing. We didn't have to be here.